Hi, this is a visit for Shabnam Amir, Shabnamir, Data Services 10-17-2023. Date of birth is 3-4-1984. Date of accident 8-29-2023. The patient missed her last two visits for office visit to be followed up. She presents today without appointments, and she reports that her headache is most of the time in the daytime, focusing behind the right eye and right side of the forehead, as and sensitive to the light and noise, and it worsens with that, and she can only sleep for 2 or 3 hours. Now today she also reports pain in the right elbow, focusing on the epicondyles bilaterally. In addition, patient has pain in the both shoulders. Oh, sorry, pain in the left shoulder is continuing to the tune of 5 and 6. She is able to lift her arm in abduction up to 130 degrees today. And pain level baseline is 5 to 6 in the shoulder. Right elbow pain is affecting her quite a bit, and it is reported to be 8. Additionally, patient has pain in the neck and the lower back, which is 4 to 6 at this time. However, she does have a pain in the lower back that goes across, affecting the tailbone joint or sacroiliac joint. There is a shooting pain in the posterior part of the leg on the left side, affecting the buttock and the rest of the leg posteriorly in S1, S2-dermatome fashion, even going all the way to the foot. Overall, patient reports that the pain level is between 5 and 9, and ADLs are affected 7. 20% relief is obtained by the current treatment. The patient, please review the chart for ADL, for system review, for additional history, substance abuse, and compliance history. So the physical examination reveals blood pressure of 124/86, and pulse is 80, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is from previous visit of 9-7-2023, dictation number 0907-032. Please use the general review, musculoskeletal examination, musculature examination, and extremities examination only. In the, please make sure that you mention the range of shoulder on the left side is 130 degrees before she has pain. Flexion also is limited to 130 degrees. Some numbness and tingling is reported of the left upper forearm. There is a possibility of subscapular nerve entrapment, but we are not sure. Patient is continuing on physical therapy 3 times per week and medications. Back brace and cold compression treatment was also ordered for her. In the medication, she is provided with Celebrex 200 milligram twice a day, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Acifex 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol codeine 1 every 12 hour, 60 tablets for pain relief, Pyrazine 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches, lidocaine ointment is provided for pain relief. In addition, I also ordered a Imitrex tablet for her for severe pain, severe headaches that she has. Topamax was ordered 50 milligram daily for prophylaxis of the headaches. She is going to be off work. Housework replacement and transportation are also ordered. Physical therapy 3 times per week, focusing on neck, lower back, the left shoulder, right elbow, and both sacroiliac joint. The with traction massage. Patient is advised about McKenzie exercises and home exercises, yoga exercises. And so patient is coming along well. We are ordering an MRI for her cervical and lumbar spine and a neurocon study of the brain. Once this study comes and further treatment plan will be conducted. Her left leg is now improving and pains are improving. So we patient wants to continue the conservative treatment for now. The role of chiropractor has been discussed, acupuncture has been discussed, heat treatment with wet water heat or even infrared heat is also discussed with the patient and to utilize. Thank you.